Whoever is quicker to get involved in doing malachas on Shabbos to save the life of a Jew, is the quicker the better. Afilu mitakenim adarach adon shapirus peyus mitzudah lahalis tinoik menofal shenofal menahav tzadim adogim. If he had to save a child who is drowning, and there's a bunch of fish around, he doesn't have to be concerned he's also going to catch the fish. The chayin koki yoichu is there, or situations like that also. And whatever makes the process go quicker, you do, even though it requires more malachas. A child is locked in a room, you're allowed to smash down the door, because it's considered sakona for the child to be terrified in a closed room. So if you doubt it, oh, your choyla, she yoichu is sakona to a boss. If the choyla needed meat, so, Shreifim loy v'noyim nachelu nevela. It's a whole discussion in Rishonim, but Lamaisa, we paskin that it's better to shef, which is a malacha d'oraita, of Shabbos, than feedim and nevela. The Shabru brings a whole bunch of explanations, either because the kuroch nefesh on Shabbos is completely mutter, so not going to be over an isser. You don't have to be doing an isser, whereas eating nevela, he's eating an isser, doesn't become not a nevela just because he's a choyla. So if you need to give him an avail, you give it to him. But if you can avoid giving an avail, even on the expense of doing a malach on Shabbos, not considered for the Shabbos. A lot of Rishonim disagree with that. They say that also on Shabbos, it's just the issue is pushed off. They give another reason, because if you serve this person in an avail, he may get sick from it because he feels so bad about eating an avail. But if the food is kosher, then he'll be happy to eat that. The rank says another thing is by an avail, every kazayis one eats in a different avail. By shrit is one act of Chil Shabbos, so it's worth to do many smaller Yisurim than one bigger one. Don't take this halacha l'maisa to decide how many to do and when there's no Bikuach Nefesh. Both are awesome. But we're talking about the case of Bikuach Nefesh. Because of this, Mishbru says if the choyl is a cotton, he doesn't really discern between a nevela meat and a kosher meat. That is to give the nevela meat and not be Michal Shabbos. There's another case of if you have wine that's not cooked, so you can either boil it up. I have a goy boil it up. It's better for the goy to boil it up, even though and the guy is going to touch it, can make it Yain Nesach, that's better that the Jew should not be Michal Shabbos and let the guy do the Malacha, even though the wine will become also as a result of that. That Isser is only the Drabonim, and also the Chaylim drinking wine that was cooked by a guy is not something that's discussed and as eating in a vase. There's ways of also having the guy heating it up without him doing any Nisuch. Amazing if somebody doesn't want to bother with the whole thing and boil up the wine himself for a chodesh yish b'sakon is what to rely on. After anything done, this is the issue of bikuach nefesh. Sif says, "Rokam duhu harayim shesel gerges achas." The zaka says, for his life, saving his life, enough to eat a certain amount the size of a dry fig. Rotsu asara. 10 people ran to bring him one of these gerges. They picked it off the tree, so they all did malachas. Kulam turim, the yesh lam sochah tomeis Hashem. Other rather, they can get reward because they ran as fast as they can to bring the food that this choyla needs, even though it ended up that 9 out of 10 was not necessary. Rafil ha'ivri barishayin. Even if he got better after eating the first one, another one, he wasn't a choyla anymore. They do not have an issa because other rather, each one wants to be the quickest one there. Siv says, "Ayn amdulish day gray gray for the matzah elish day gray gray for shneyukfin." The shows because echad. You need only two of these figs. They found two growers, each one, two individual figs, each one growing independently. And then they found three on one stem. So the question: which is better? You only need two. If you can take the two, you're doing two malachas. You're cutting two independently. If you take the three, you're doing one malacha. The result of the malacha is that three will be cut off. The ma'is of the malacha is. It's better to do one malacha, even though the result would be more figs than you need picked. Because over there, doing one malacha, you're just doing a bigger shear. That is less of a malacha than doing two malachas, even though the sum total of the two is less of a shear. But if you good to the short book, you can tell her, okay, so you have one stem that has two figs, another that has three figs, and he only needs two figs, then only do the one of two. Because even though both is doing one act of harvesting, but the result of one is larger than the other, and therefore it's preferable to do less of the shear. And double boil, aim at acting in the kasha, shall we boil the deeper vehicle. This whole business of making cheshbonos of two, three, one, is when you have time to make cheshbonos, but everybody's in a big rush to save this person's life, just do what it comes quicker, again, in the cheshbonos.